I'm visiting with Syngenta Golden Harvest Sales Representative Brian Langland. Brian, you're down in that south central portion of Minnesota. What are things looking like for you?
Well, a lot of lakes have formed where we didn't have lakes before, Randy, and it's been devastating for a lot of growers just to try to get some stuff in the ground, and then, you know, many guys have replanted once and twice, and we've just been inundated with rains here the last 2 weeks, and it's just it's overwhelming is what I would tell your listeners, is that, you know, the land can only take so much, and then things start spreading out, and we've got, you know, we've got big areas and fields where crop is underwater. So it's a tough situation for a lot of people right now, and it covers a pretty good size area of south central Minnesota. So a lot of growers are affected by this, and a lot of acres.
Yeah, and it's not just the growers. It's the infrastructure, too. It's township roads, county roads, those types of things, too.
Yeah, a lot of roads being washed out, bridges being washed out, and, you know, the infrastructure is going to be devastated. It already has been devastated, but it's going to take a long time to get things back to normal. It's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of time. You know, people's livelihoods have been turned upside down. And I saw some video of Spencer, Iowa last night, you know, 3-4 feet of water in some of these businesses on the main drag. And so it's, you know, it's devastating for a lot of people. And I don't know, you know, exactly how much more rain is coming. I hear there's more coming, but, you know, people are resilient, and we always seem to get by. And we always seem to get through things. So it's not the end of the world. And, you know, we've been through these things before, maybe not to this extent, but a lot of people are, you know, are being affected in a real bad way right now.
Yeah. The normally it's always, like a smaller area. This seems to be more widespread.
It's very widespread. You know, I cover 9 counties in south central Minnesota. You know, from in the Mankato, Blue Earth, Fairmont, Jackson area, and a lot of those growers have had in excess of 25 inches of rain just this spring. And, you know, normal rainfall for us is 26 inches for the year. And so we've had almost a year's worth of rain in, you know, in the last month, month and a half. And so it's, it's a widespread area. Mankato is, you know, got a lot of water downtown right now, and Mankato is built along the river there. And so there's a lot of things happening right now, and not a lot of them positive.
Yeah, for sure. Is there any crop left?
Oh, there's plenty of crop left. There's just a lot of fields that have, you know, that low spot that, you know, attracts a lot of water, and we've got a lot of mini lakes out there. Some of the crop actually looks pretty good, considering, you know, some of the fields that have got, you know, patterned tile and maybe up a little bit on elevation. That crop actually looks decent. It's just, you know, we're so waterlogged right now that any rain, it just accumulates and starts running down to those ponds and makes them bigger. So we're going to have some replanting going on, I'm assuming, once it dries out, if it dries out. But it's, you know, they always say rain makes grain. I'm just not sure it's going to make us as much grain this year, because we don't have a very good root system right now, and the fields are just saturated.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. Can you find even seed if you want to put earlier varieties in?
Well, we've got seed, you know, and some guys are looking at just getting something out there, you know, to try to, you know, hold back weeds if they can get back in, you know, and try to get some type of canopy just to keep, you know, from creating a bad weed situation. So we do have some seed. You know, it ends up being more of an idea that I just want to get some cover out there and that type of thing. So it's not a matter of having plenty of seed. We do have seed. Some guys are going to probably maybe just do something other than what they've got planted in the field just to get a cover crop out there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
No, I guess what I would say, Randy, is that we've been through these things before, and it seems like we always find a way to to come out of it okay. I mean, it's obviously going to be devastating for a lot of people, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still have our lives, and as long as we haven't lost our life, I think we're in pretty good shape.
That's Syngenta Golden Harvest Sales Representative Brian Langland. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Randy Conan.